when you say this isn't the problem because you're 1-2, you need to practice crisp and win this game. Well, that's kind of the point, isn't it? Doesn't this qualify as not practicing crisp? It clearly does to Kyle Shanahan. He had to take a minute and a half out of his time at practice to go talk to Brandon Ayuk about shorts. And so if this to you, if you're listening right now, Brandon wore the wrong shorts to practice today. There's an interaction between Kyle Shanahan and Brandon, led to Brandon changing shorts and kicking shorts on the practice field today. But if you think this is about shorts, allow me to attempt to make this into something that actually matters. For the better part of at least 3 months, Brandon Ayuk, in my opinion, has not acted as a team player. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. And his personal coach was on our show again earlier this week and struck a tone of, you paid him $30 million, so therefore, it is now on you to feed him the ball constantly. Which resonated to me again as, that's not team thinking. I'm not forcing the ball to someone because of their contract. I'm going to throw it to wide open Juwan Jennings, actually, for 3 touchdowns, 179 yards, and a dude who's so ticked off after a loss that he won't even speak, despite the fact that he had a career day. That's a team player. That's a team player. That's why I think this is a problem.
Well, the word that keeps resonating with me is distraction. And you want to talk about what was a distraction. And again, I'm going to use the parallel in the Warriors season. And the Draymond Green, Jordan Poole incident was a distraction. And it was a distraction the entire year. And it was a distraction because of what happened, the way it was handled, the way that they interacted on the court, and everything else. And Brandon Ayuk has been a distraction going all the way back into March and pre-draft April, where everyone was talking about would they trade him or not. And I actually said back in April, yeah, trade him. Go ahead and trade him and draft his replacement and the rest of it and keep Debo. And all the way through May and June and July, he's a hold in. In August, I'm still holding in. And then he signs and all the rest of it. And you've detailed everything so perfectly about poop emojis, and they say they don't want me, and TikToks, and all the rest of it. He's been a distraction. So then he signs his deal, and then he comes in, and it's like, okay, even you, a guy who said, I'm out on Brandon Ayuk, when he signed, you said, you know what? I'm out on him, but he's a Niner, therefore I'm back in on him to the extent that I love this team.
Yeah, I'm not rooting
against
him.
He's on this team. I want him to do well. Week one, couple of drops, one in the end zone. Okay, he's getting back into shape. They won the game. Week two, not a big impact. Well, you lost to Minnesota. Okay, this is becoming a thing. Week three, 10 targets, 5 catches in another loss, and now he is intentionally wearing the wrong shorts, and again, he's a distraction. This is a bigger problem than, it's not a bigger problem than being 1-2, but this is a problem.
And there's a big difference also, by the way, between wearing the wrong shorts and when the coach comes over and says, change your shorts, you change your shorts. There's a big difference between that and what happened, which is I'm wearing the wrong shorts and I'm going to have the coach come tell me to change the shorts and then not change the shorts and have the coach walk away and have the coach then turn around and come back and get into an interaction where my palms are up and his palms are up and then we talk for a minute and a half and then the coach walks away looking very frustrated and I take my shorts off and I kick my shorts. Those are two totally different things.
Yeah.
Evan Giddings, Jason Dumas, kickoff show Sunday, 2 hours before the start of the game. Hilton Santa Clara is the spot. Join us. Great food, delicious, great drinks, best pregame show in the Bay, as you know. Presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. All right, let's go to the phones. Jeff in Rhode Island on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I can't believe we're talking shorts on a Friday for football. But I agree with you, both of you guys, and I completely disagree with that writer. This is a huge distraction because it's once again, it's another example of Brandon's behavior. And my problem with him is this team has bigger problems at 1-2. So any little distraction that takes away from getting this team to where they need to be is a bigger deal. And once again, obviously, we know what we have bought into. We've paid the freight for this guy. So, but once again, it becomes you're making $30 million. You need to be a leader. You need to set examples, not the wrong example. And one other thing, where are the other captains on the team right now? They should be pulling him aside and saying, listen, we got big issues on this team. We need you to step up. And once again, here's the word, be an adult, because that's your job. I mean, I work with guys, and we have rules in my company, and my guys need to wear steel-toed shoes. There's always that one guy that wants to complain. But guess what? The rule is the rule. And I think you should maybe some of the players get on them now, because, I mean, I just don't see, like, obviously we're stuck with them. So I was wondering your thoughts on all that.
Well, thanks, Jeff.
I love it, Jeff. I love the call always from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Who is the leader in the room right now? Because right. Not in the room.
Wide receiver room?
Yeah, I'm thinking about the room.
Debo.
Debo's in the room. He's the leader in the room, but Debo is not really in the room right now. I mean, he's not. The wide receiver room doesn't have a clear-cut, like, OG leader. You mentioned Fred. I can't imagine that any of the linebackers or anybody on the defense would do that when you have a clear-cut leader. And offensively, you've got a baby-faced QB on a rookie deal.
Yep.
You've got your star running back in Germany. You've got the long-haired tight end who isn't really, I don't think he's that kind of a leader. Like,
how about Trent?
Yes, Trent. But, I mean, Trent is probably in the offensive lineman room. And honestly, if Trent is in that space right now where he's going to be able to go to a young wide receiver. And,
I mean,
I don't know the dynamics.
He held out too.
Exactly. So what are we looking at in terms of the leadership? I do know that in some teams, if you had a more established presence in that room, maybe it wouldn't happen. But I also do think that Brandon Ayuk, what he's shown you is that he's doing things his own way, and immaturity is the first thing I think about when I think about Brandon Ayuk.
Well, and you're right about the dynamics. I don't know how the other players feel about this. I know that a lot of people look at this and go, yeah, see, this is the way the players feel about Kyle. I don't buy it. I don't see that from any other player. I really don't. Doesn't mean that everybody loves their boss all the time. Doesn't mean everybody likes every decision. But I don't know how the players see this. Do they see it as no big deal or what have you? But, yeah, you'd like to see somebody else sort of, like, get his ear so that you could be like, look, and we've all experienced this. You don't have to like the rules.
Them's the rules.
That's not how rules are built.
Right.
You don't have to like them. But I would argue that largely within a team concept, you do need to follow them. You do need to follow them, even the ones that seem stupid. Even the one that seems stupid. And I've had those conversations with bosses or even when I was a kid with parents. I used to try all that stuff that everyone tries. I didn't understand why I needed to make my bed. Mom, I'm just going to get right back into it. Why the hell do I need to make it so that when I get back, I can unmake it? But, right, who wins it out on that? Like, well, great. Fun take, Mark. I said make your bed because that's what we're doing in this house. Okay. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah, them's the rules.
You want to wear rainbow shorts? Wear rainbow shorts if you've got a situation where they're like, pick your own shorts.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is not that.
It's not pick your own shorts day. My thing with my parents was, put your napkin in your lap. Why? When I'm just going to wipe my mouth, wouldn't it be easier if I had it on the table? Be a little bit quicker for me to wipe my hands and my mouth, and it wouldn't fall on the floor.
You're like, I'm a boy. My shorts are already dirty, Mom.
Exactly.
They're already dirty.
And yeah, I mean, whatever. You want me to tuck it up under there and then pull it out and it's all frayed? Rules are rules. And this is one where, and I don't, that's why I asked Cam about, in your 25 years, do you remember any other, and I used wardrobe malfunction intentionally, and I didn't know that you both were there for the Janet Jackson, like, is there another time that you remember where there was a player who came on the practice field with the wrong gear on?
I can remember, it was someone I feel like with the Steelers, maybe it was James Conner, when he played for the Steelers, I believe he did something to pay homage to his mother one time and got fined for it. And I remember criticizing the league because it's like, wait a minute, you change their uniforms when it's breast cancer awareness
salute
day.
Salute to service week.
And you just unilaterally do that. And by the way, you don't do that because you're nice. You don't do that to raise awareness. You do that because you're paid to do that.
Yep.
And so then it's okay to change your uniform, but you can't let these players who are putting their bodies on their line write their mom's name on the cleats or something like that. But yeah, the NFL's like, correct, we don't.
Yeah.
And there are rules, and he's fined. So you can get fined if you want, but yeah, you gotta follow the rules.
Yeah, especially when it's a team practice where, you know, everybody else is doing what the team asks in terms of wearing the proper clothing, and you come out in a different pair of shorts. And the thing that gets me the most is, all right, he wanted to wear red shorts. So he comes out, and an assistant coach sees him first and gives him a pair of black shorts, and he blows that off. That is the part to me that is even more an issue because, you know, when Kyle Shanahan finally convinces him to put the black shorts on, he has them with him. So basically, what he told the assistant coach was, nah, brah, F you. Thanks for the shorts, dog. I'm putting them in my pocket. I'm still going to wear the red until the big boss comes in. And then now there's an ultimatum, and now you're going to put the black shorts on? So what does the assistant coach feel like in this moment? He got clowned.
Not great.
He got played.
He got dismissed.
He got served, yeah. Is what he did. And I know you don't like that. No, but no,
I love that. He got ignored is what he got.
Dude, for sure.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Nick in Berkeley next up. Hi, Nick. Thanks for calling.
Hey, first of all, they're not the little bike shorts that Trent Baalke and Jeb York wore on the first day, and Harbaugh had to send them off the field. So it can't be that bad. Second of all, does the word professional mean anything to anybody anymore? I mean, Shanahan shouldn't even trip. Like, dude, like, oversee the team, bro. Like, why don't you stop messing with the receivers and tripping on them? They're doing a great job. Obviously, the coaches are doing a great job. Go to the special teams and straighten out the blocking, man. Get on Purdy for missing Ayuk down the seam late in the game, wide open, man, like twice. I mean, E. Williams, as a matter of fact, he was holding out, didn't even show up to camp, but now he shows up and we've got a hurt toe, and no one says nothing about him. It's like, dude, it's ridiculous. Everyone, you know, stop your boo-hoo-hooing and win the game. We should be blue the last game. This is ridiculous.
Hey, Nick.
I mean, it's ridiculous. You guys,
Nick, yeah. Nick, if you're going to sit here and spend all this time pointing out perceived shortcomings on the field of all the other players, why won't you do it for Brandon, who's dropped multiple balls, including a touchdown?
Well, he had a bad day, and it's like Phil Jackson said about Dennis Rodman, he who walks backwards, man. You know what I'm saying? He's just a different cat. So, like, you know, Ben with the personalities a little bit, you paid him all that money, you know, do like Phil Jackson did with Rodman. That doesn't mean you got to let him go to Vegas before.
Okay.
Day. But I'm just saying.
So if Brandon, Nick, let me make sure I got it straight. If Brandon has a bad day, well, he walks a different direction, got to deal with it, brush it off. But if Trent Williams gets hurt, that's his fault. If Brock Purdy doesn't see an open receiver, that's his fault. If the special teams miss a fake punt, that's their fault. Do you see why I'm questioning you?
No. I see exactly why. Brandon had a bad game. He needs to suck it up.
Brandon's had a bad 4 months, Nick. Literally, I don't know one good thing that's happened.
Well, he needs to do something. Go seek help or, I don't know what to tell him, eat some better food or something because he seems a little agitated. He needs to stop his whine. Let me tell you this. Maybe E. Williams told Ayuk, hey, man, look, I won't sign until you do because if I sign before you, then Ayuk would have no leverage, right? So Williams said, just Ayuk, hold on and wait till I sign, and then you can sign your contract. How about that?
Yeah, Nick, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate
it. And I love the Rodman analogy because I actually was thinking about that earlier because Phil Jackson allowed Dennis Rodman to take time off during the season, during the playoffs, actually, to go to Vegas and get his mind right, which was an almost unheard of move. It actually was unheard of, but Dennis Rodman at the time had already won 4 rings. He was on his way to a 5th, and he had led the league in rebounding 7 consecutive seasons. So he had built up a little bit of equity, not only with Phil Jackson, but with his teammates to where, yeah, Dennis, if you need 48 hours to go hang out horizontally with Carmen Electra, It's unheard of, but we're going to give it to you. This is not a guy fresh off a contract who's got four drops in three games.
Well, and
no rings.
And by the way, Dennis Rodman clearly showed himself as a very, very different human being. And if you think an alternate set of rules is totally necessary because you've tried everything else, well, hey, Phil, do whatever you want to do. You're a champion coach. You do what you want to do. Brandon Ayuk is not Dennis Rodman.
No, he doesn't have four rings.
No, he doesn't have blue hair. He doesn't have four rings.
He might have a wedding dress. We don't know.
He doesn't have a girlfriend that's on Baywatch. He does, like, I don't. Why on earth would we resort to that? And if that's what you are going to resort to at this point, then I'm totally fair to rewind the clock 4 weeks and ask why the hell are you stop breaking off this guy $120 million.
Exactly. Exactly. It's one thing to be eccentric and excellent. It's another thing to be immature and I don't want to say mediocre because I think Brandon Ayuk is better than that.
Good player.
But so far, he's been mediocre. If you look at the stats right now, he's in the middle of the pack among wide receivers in almost every metric. Catches, yardage, touchdowns, he's tied for last. He has no touchdowns. So if I'm in that spot, fresh off a new contract, I'm going to be, not only am I going to be in my black shorts, but I'm going to be the first one on the field. I'm going to be the last one off the field. I'm going to work on the jugs machine for 20 minutes after practice. I'm going to do everything I can so that these sorts of topics are not going to be around me.
Let's go to Will in the East Bay. Will, thank you for calling. Hi.
How you doing, guys?
What's up,
Will?
You know, I had a sister many years ago. And straight A student, I don't know, I think she was going to a John Denver concert or whatever, but she comes out of her bedroom, she's got this tattered Alice Cooper shirt on, and before she could get a foot out the door, my mom said, go back in your room, take off that skirt and that shirt, and she giggled at her girlfriend and went in the room and changed, of course, and she was a good kid. But she was testing authority, and I agree with Dibs. You know, this first and foremost, this is immaturity. And I think what's going on is he's coming from a position of equity with this new contract and with the guaranteed money. He gets pulled to task to answer to this. He says, I was just trying to lighten things up on the field. And you know, Shanahan will just go, it was really nothing. You know, we'll be fine. We're proceeding ahead. But we all know that he knew what he was doing and he was testing authority. And the bottom line is, that kind of equity that he, empowerment that he has, he's not going anywhere. Well, we know what happens with coaches that don't win games and have bad years. You know, they're within a year or two. You know, ask coaches who've won Super Bowls who've gotten fired within a couple of years. So if his patience is worn thin, I understand, you know, that Kyle, he's got a lot on his plate, Shanahan. Anyway, that's my take on it.
Yeah, Will, thanks. I mean, again, I think it's really important to remind people of something that's largely been swept under the rug. But all you got to do is go to Google. You find all the articles from about 6 to 7 weeks ago that talk about how reportedly Kyle is very frustrated with the way Brandon's behaving. So now think about it like any of your personal relationships. If somebody does something that's like not that big a deal, okay, here, the best stupid example I can come up with, and if you're a dude, maybe you'll relate to this on some level. You got a relationship at home where there's some tension. There's some tension, okay? And you're asked to go to the grocery store and get a green pepper. And you come home with a red pepper. And you're going to get the, I asked you to do one thing. One thing. Now, you and I may look at this from the outside with chuckle because we're like, it's freaking bell pepper.
Doesn't sound like, that funny to me, Mark. Go ahead.
It's a bell pepper. Like, get over it, right? What's the big deal? But for those two people, there's anxiety there. There's angst there. There's history there because you are frustrating the hell out of one another and little things become big things. And your shorts become a two-minute, palms-up, very frustrated-looking conversation because there's history there. This is not the. This is not just shorts. There's no way this is just shorts. This is a player who's not acting like a team player, and his boss, who's been annoyed with him on off and on for some time now. That's what this is.
Why do you do this to me?
Sorry.
I just...
Was it actually bell pepper?
Actually, it was an onion. And I didn't know...
I didn't know!
When... Like, if I said to you, go get an onion, what kind of...
There's
like,
lots of kinds of onions.
Thank you. There's, yeah. The red onion is a red onion. Yeah, red the onion. Original red onion was only a red onion.
The yellow onion, you get to just the onion.
Now, is the yellow onion just the... The yellow onion is just the onion. The white onion is a white onion. The green onion's totally different.
That's totally different.
If I told you to go get an onion, you'd have to think about it now.
I'd probably get yellow or white.
Exactly. So it's 50-50.
But what are we doing with the onion? We're going to grill it? We're going to saute those things?
Well, you know what you're doing with the onion?
What?
Is you're going back to the aisles, and I'll see you in the aisles because I got the wrong onion.
Cheers.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone before I start crying.
Actually, sounds like a story from The Onion.
Dude, seriously. 888-957-9570.
How about a little Nick in the city? Hi, Nick. You're on with Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Gentlemen, good to hear you chatting about this. I have my own story to tell with my high school experience of coming to practice in the wrong color. Mm. And I do have to say, I was super embarrassed. My coach just put me in the doghouse, and I learned a lesson. You know, I think it's kind of sad that that Ayuk would turn down the assistant coaches. You know, looking out for him, and really what I learned, it's about the team. It's about the team. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah. And Nick, I fully agree. So like for me, and if this helps people make the story sound less ridiculous, Brandon, wear red shorts. Really? Y'all going to talk about this for 4 hours? No. I'd like to talk about the fact that in my opinion, for a number of months now, Brandon Ayuk is not behaving as a team player. I think he did last year. I think as soon as the contract started to bother him, he started to think much more about himself than the rest of the team. And I think he's having a real hard time getting himself out of that box, which is where he spent the entire summer.
And the fact that he was given black shorts prior to the interaction with Kyle Shanahan, that to me is the most alarming part about this. Whatever, you want to wear red shorts. Maybe you feel like you're in a red shorts mood, even though you know that everyone else is wearing black shorts. Fine. And that still does not excuse it. But to have black shorts handed to you and to blow that off and to still go out there in red shorts and to have Kyle Shanahan have to circle back to you and reiterate his point, and then... And only then do you change into the requisite black shorts. That to me shows a blowing off of an assistant, an intentional disregard for the rules, and a disrespect to the head coach. These are all things that are alarming to me.
Week 4 last year, we had a 3-0 football team. People were blowing on the backs of their fingernails. We were peacocking. We were a week and a half away from Sunday night football at Levi's Stadium, which the 49ers would win by 4.5 touchdowns.
Wow.
This year, we got to hold out. We got to hold in. We got a PRP in Germany. And now we've got Shortsgate.
Mm.
After Dap-Up Gate.
Right.
That's...
After a blown 10-point lead.
Oh, and they're 1-2.
At Levi's South.
And they're 1-2.
Right, in a game where, at least Brandon Ayuk went off and he had 175 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
That was the other guy.